Wrigley Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Ed Joyce. Good morning, Wrigley Spearmint Gum lovers. Is that too much of an assumption to make? I think not, because if you've tried the product, you know it's the best doggone chewing stuff in all the world. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. This is Howard Miller in Chicago, and we're all set to switch down to Mexico, believe it or not. Well, actually, not quite over the border. We're going down to El Paso, Texas today, in the great, big, wide, and wonderful state of Texas, to pick up an interview with Georgie Shaw, one of our favorite boy vocalists, who records great hits for the Decca Record Company. And you're going to meet Georgie in just a moment or two. As soon as we can effect all the switchover of lines, and while we're listening to a great new record by Mitch Miller, the orchestra and the chorus, here's Mitch's follow-up to a very fine big seller called The Yellow Rose of Texas, and this is called The Bonnie Blue Gal. People north of the Mason-Dixon line, this little bit of information is a program note that I'm going to give you. Might come as a surprise, but of course to all of our great and loyal Southerners, this will be no surprise. The very fact that Bonnie Blue Gal has the same melody line of the national anthem of the South prior to the Great Civil War, the war between the states. And the song was originally called The Bonnie Blue Flag with the Solitary Star. And it became a part of a Confederacy album that Mitch Miller and his orchestra did. And then after he did Yellow Rose of Texas, he decided to revive this one. Well, of course, it was necessary that they change the lyric. And so they gave it the girly influence by calling it the Bonnie Blue Gal instead of the Bonnie Blue Flag. That was the war between the states, which, of course, the South won decisively. I'm sure now that we've sold a couple of packages of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, even to the people in Georgia where Sherman made his mark in the world. No, seriously, the bitterness of that war is all over, of course, and now we're just one solid and wonderful nation that all supports the banner of the red, white, and blue. Just like I know that all the people support the food process that you get when it's wrapped in the crisp, white, sparkling wrapper of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Believe me, there's nothing finer under the sun. Wholesome, delicious, and refreshing. You try it. It's just as good for you as you are for it. because a companion piece to every sort of a situation is Wrigley's Spearmint. Will you try it, please, whether you're going out for a drive in the country, sitting around the house, or you, Mother, just trying to relieve some of the pressures of the workaday world around the household with the youngsters that once in a while get a little bit annoying. You sort of munch on Wrigley's Spearmint. You'll find how pleasantly relaxed and relieved you are. Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum, the finest that there is. Well, now let's switch down to El Paso, down in the great state of Texas, where I know George Shaw is waiting to talk to us. A little bit of background on George. It was about 2 years ago that he did a great song for Decca called Till We Two Are One. On the basis of that tremendous smash hit, Georgie Shaw became one of the top names in the business. And today, like always, he contributes his fine singing style to the Decca Record Company. George, you got another big hit, haven't you?
Well, it certainly looks that way, Howard. I just keep my fingers crossed and sort of hope so.
Tell me a little bit about where you're speaking from. Where did our CBS engineers put you up there?
Well, right now we're at a wonderful motel where I'm staying, down here on Route 80 in El Paso. It's called the Weisman Motel, and we're overlooking a nice pool, and we're out in the garden right now. And it's very, very nice down here. We're about 8 miles from Juarez, where I'm working at the Charmant Cafe.
Oh, you're just over the border there.
Just over the border, about 8 miles away.
Yeah, I suppose down there in the great Southwest, motels are the thing, aren't they? Because hotels, of course, are so few and far between.
Well, they have 3 hotels here in El Paso, but the motel, you know, it offers you it's a lot more informal, and I think they're more modern down here than the hotels. The hotels are not too new,
yes.
Even though they're nice. The motels are nicer.
Well,
yes.
It's like living in your own apartment. You have your own cooking facilities, and you can eat right there, can't you?
Yes, you can eat right here, but I have a fellow named Joe Borzi down here. I've become friendly with. He owns a restaurant named Luigi's, and they have, some of the most wonderful food you've ever eaten, and he's taken me to several other places where we've eaten just wonderfully.
Yes. Well, what is the food situation? Do you eat any differently down there than you do up here in the States? You don't stick to tortillas and things that are Mexican, do you, all the
time?
No,
I've ate a few Mexican things, but not too many. For the most part, I've eaten the Italian dishes and,
yes.
You know, a few American dishes, too.
Tell me, is the chili con carne down there any different than chili con carne up here?
Well, I think it's a little hotter over across the border.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a little spicier.
George, I haven't had an opportunity of being down there in that part of the country. After you cross over the United States line from America, from the United States into Mexico, is there a change of language, or do they speak English generally in the clubs and the supper rooms and places like that?
No, for the most part, just right across the Rio Grande River, which is only about half a block, the people, for the most part, speak 90% Spanish.
They do?
Yes.
Isn't that a magnificent sight, that Rio Grande River?
You remember that? That's the kind of river where the bad guys used to ride across, you know, when I was a little kid in the movies and the sheriff couldn't run across and get them or something. Well, it only looks like a mud hole down here. You can walk across it. You wouldn't get your feet wet at all. There's no river or anything. I think they have some dams up in the mountains there, and it prevents all the water from flowing down into what used to be the Rio Grande River.
Yes, I'll never forget my mother and dad, my brother and I, took a vacation out to California a few years ago, and people used to travel by railroads. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And we had some stop down there near El Paso, and the first view that I had of the Rio Grande after reading all the legendary lore that appeared in the history books about the great river, I was so amazed because, of course, it was just a dried-up water hole.
That's about what it is. And the station, CBS down here, KROD, is right overlooking the water hole there.
Uh-huh. But generally, that Southwest is a great part of the country. So what sort of weather are you experiencing down there, George?
Well, El Paso enjoys a beautiful climate, probably the best climate in Texas. It's about 4,000 feet above sea level. I guess the temperature today would be about 80, and the humidity would be about maybe 15 degrees, and it's a beautiful
Well, George,
you know,
I tell you, if this
day.
Next record isn't a hit for you, I suggest you apply for the job of Secretary of the Chamber of Commerce, because if they're tuned in this morning, I think you've sewed up the job.
Well, it is nice down here, and if the next record isn't a hit, well, I may never work again. I may apply for the job
just,
down here.
And just eat tortillas and chili con carne and Mexican things all the rest of your life, huh?
All the rest of my life, yeah.
Georgie, what about this new song that you've got, which I think is a fine one, No Arms Can Ever Hold You? When did you decide to do this?
Well, actually, it was recorded several months ago by a boy named Jeffrey Clay, and nothing ever happened with the record, so to speak, and I just happened to be in Milt Gabler's office, who's the A&R man, and I was there with Danny Kessler and Al Gallico, and we were discussing what songs I should do, and I looked at this lyric, and I liked it, and we played the song, his record of it, and I liked it, and we just recorded it, and it got immediate reaction in Detroit and Philadelphia, and now in your city and several other cities,
yes.
Boston, we're starting to feel some impact.
Good. Well, I think it's a wonderful record, and I think, really, it's testimony to the great music man of all times, Leonard Wilson. So let's play it. Georgie Shawn is Decca record of No Arms Can Ever Hold You.
No can ever hold you like these arms of mine. No heart can ever love you like this heart of mine. My dreams can all come true if you'll care for me. This love I feel for you was just meant to be. No lips can ever kiss you like these lips of mine. No one can ever offer what I offer you. Of mine.
No one can ever offer
what I offer you.
My life, my love, yours till the end of time. No like these arms of mine.
Georgie Shaw, Decca record, No Arms Can Ever Hold You. I think it's a magnificent song and a swell sound that you get, George. I want to wish you the best of luck on it.
Well, thank you very, very much.
How long are you going to be down there now playing in Juarez?
Well, I'll be here until Thursday, and then I go up into Detroit after that.
Will you say hello to all of our good friends at KROD down in El Paso who have done such a wonderful job picking you up?
I certainly shall, Howard. I certainly shall.
And you stay away from all the jagged edges, those rough cliffs that overlook the waterhole, will
oh,
you?
Oh, they have many, many, many jagged edges down here. You know, the mountains are just wonderful.
I know.
Is it permissible for me to say hello to my mother in Philadelphia? She's probably listening in.
Why don't you do that?
All right. We say hello to my mother, my brother, and my chauffeur, Michael, back
That's
there.
The biggest audience we've ever had. Thank you very much, George Shaw. Certainly appreciate it, and good luck on your new record.
All right, Howard, thank you. I'll call you on the phone tomorrow.
Please do.
Right, bye-bye.
That's Georgie Shaw from the Decca Record Company, one of the real nice guys in this business, a great pal of ours, and I hope that's a good hit. It deserves to be. No arms can ever hold you. This is Howard Miller for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. We'll see you tomorrow. You stock up on Wrigley Spearmint today, will you, Mother dear? Bye-bye, everybody. See you tomorrow from Chicago.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Alan Dale from Alan Dick's Restaurant in New York. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Have you run out of menu ideas?